Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's episode, you're going to be guessing what city I am talking about. So let's test a bit of geography knowledge, but more importantly, your English. Don't worry if you don't get the answer right or you don't know the answer. The most important thing is how well you understand the clues, the information that I'm giving you about each of the cities. So I'm going to give you several clues about three different cities, and you have to do your best to firstly understand what I'm saying, and then if you can, name the city. One of these cities I have been to before, the other two I haven't, but I really, really would like to. So here we go. Here's the first city, and here's the first clue. It is the most populous city in its country, with an estimated population of over 8 million. It has been described as the cultural, financial, and media capital of the world. Approximately 800 languages are spoken in this city, making it the most linguistically diverse city in the world. It is home to the largest number of billionaires of any city in the world. It is known as the city that never sleeps and also has the nickname the Big Apple. Famous sports teams from this city include the Yankees, the Mets, the Giants, and the Jets. So which city am I talking about? I will reveal the answers at the end of the podcast. Okay, on to the second city. So the first clue, it is the political and economic centre of its country. It originally was a fishing village called Edo. It has the world's tallest tower, which is called Skytree. And it has hosted numerous sporting events, including the 1964 Summer Olympics, and it is due to host the same event in 2021. So which city am I talking about? And the final city is the second most populous city in its country. It is colloquially called the Mother City. It is known for its harbour and the landmark Table Mountain. The parliament of the country is situated in this city. It is one of the most popular tourist destinations in Africa. And the final clue, it was a host city for the 1995 Rugby World Cup and the 2010 Football World Cup. So which city am I talking about? Okay, so now I'm going to reveal the answers. Hopefully you got them all, but don't worry if you didn't. So the first one was, of course, New York. The Big Apple is the nickname. And I've actually been to the city twice, a long time ago now, but it's an amazing city, so vibrant, so full of life, and so many cultures. Isn't that amazing, that fact there? Approximately 800 languages are spoken in New York. Incredible. The second city is Tokyo. Tokyo. And that is the capital city of Japan, of course. It looks like a crazy city, but so full of life as well. And such an interesting place. And I just want to go and try out those really futuristic toilets. I think that might be interesting. And the final city is Cape Town, which is in South Africa, and it looks like one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And I mentioned Table Mountain, which is one of its famous landmarks. What a beautiful place that is. I remember seeing the city really clearly when the World Cup in 2010 was being hosted by South Africa. And you could see Table Mountain a lot when they were showing the city to the viewers. So, well done if you got them all right. No problem if you didn't. The most important thing is that you could understand the clues as well as possible. That's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. I hope you maybe picked up a few new words along the way and learned also a few facts about some of the world's most amazing cities. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts or you're interested in taking English classes online with me, then you can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.